It's 6 o'clock on Friday, the 30th of March. Good morning. This is Today with Sarah Montagu and John Humphreys.
The headlines this morning. Changes to rules on police bail in England and Wales have resulted in thousands of people arrested over violent and sexual offences being released without any conditions attached. The United States has condemned Russia's decision to expel 60 American diplomats and has warned of further action. Also in today's programme, we'll speak to the business secretary about whether the government should stop the takeover of GKN on grounds of national security. The Japanese ambassador on the prospects of a trade deal ready to be signed by the end of the transition period in 2020. And
The Guardian, the Ikabet in the ancient Ge'ez language of Ethiopia, is the only man allowed to see the Ark of the Covenant. He guards it. That's his job. Brought here all the way from the Holy Land. And no one else has seen it.
Frank Gardner visits the Christian holy sites of Ethiopia. The BBC News is read by Zeb Soans.
Tighter rules on police bail have resulted in thousands of suspects in violent and sexual crimes.
Lisa Sampson, thank you.
Thank you.
The time is 10 to 9, and that's it. We've almost reached the end of the programme, and in our own little world of today, the end of an era. This is Sarah's last programme. She's pulling a terrible face at the idea of this being the end of an era.
Well, it's, well
it, wait a minute. Don't interrupt, all right?
Oh, yeah, right. After, come on, you can tell me that. A bit rich coming from
come
you.
On, 18 years on today, she has decided she's had enough. She's leaving us. And the question
is, I'm not dying. I'm not retiring.
I didn't say
I'm moving a
what
few
I said,
hours and a few metres.
I said you are leaving us. And I just wonder whether it's something we said. I mean,
over 18 years.
Well, you know, there must tell me
why
are you going? You know, you seem to be enjoying yourself and you seem to have a nice time and, you know.
Because it's really tough. I mean, we are surrounded. I'm looking through the glass at the most amazing people who every day put this programme on air. And it's such a privilege to work alongside amazing presenters and producers who do their best not to make you look like a fool. Not you, obviously, but me. Well, maybe you as well. I've seen some of the time. And it's pretty hard to leave this programme. In fact, I mean,
so
you
why
sort
are you
of
going? Come on, don't
well,
focus.
I've done it for 18 years. There is another amazing programme at 1 o'clock, The World at One, which is what I'm going to. I think I'm going to enjoy being better slept when I'm preparing.
I was going to say there has to be a connection between not
there
having
is.
To get
I mean,
up on a bus
to be honest, that is the killer about this programme. It really is. I mean, you know that as well, isn't it?
It can be tough occasionally. Yeah, I wouldn't argue that.
And I'd quite like to know what it's like to sort of do more conventional hours and to have a decent night's sleep. And my children are getting older, so actually, weirdly, counterintuitively perhaps, the baby years were a doddle compared to the teen years.
So you're the only presenter there's ever been who has produced three children during the course of her
presenting. Well, one of the funny things is that for the first time they've come in this morning, I'm looking through the glass, and of course they didn't even exist when
I joined. Listen, you've done a few things in the last 18 years. We can't reproduce all of them.
God,
mercifully,
so
we can't
awful.
Reproduce all. But listen,
this is the reason not to go.
Well, quite so. Too late now. You've made the decision. So let's just hear a tiny, tiny little bit of the things you've done over the last 18 years. Here we go.
The following programme was recorded on Thursday, 2nd March 2000 at 5:59.
Good morning. This is Today with Sarah Montagu and Edward Sturton.
The headlines this morning. The former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet is hopeful of securing his freedom 2 hours from now.
Deterrence, of course, depends on somebody believing that you would use it. And you wouldn't, would you? I mean, there are no circumstances in which you would use it.
Five declared nuclear weapon states in the world. There are three others that have nuclear weapons. That is 8 countries out of 192.
Okay.
And so 100...
You wouldn't use it?
No.
So it wouldn't be a deterrent. So even if we had it, it wouldn't
187
work.
187
makes it impossible for the Conservatives to honour that promise. Do you blame the European Union for that?
Well, when we made that comment, when we said our aim was that what we
didn't
wanted
want to
do...
You didn't want to use the word promise there. Wasn't
well,
it a promise?
We said we would be aiming to bring the net migration down to the tens of thousands, and we wanted to do that within this Parliament.
Slave to the river.
Grace Jones.
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I feel like I've escaped relatively unscathed. You can hit me or lick me.
Oh,
God. You're going to slap me now.
No, because your eyes, I could never hit you. I would kiss you, though. I'd kiss your mouth. You. Hello.
To the river. We persuaded her to take a photograph. And instead of sort of saying, oh, I don't like it, she said, I look okay, but you look awful. Let me show you. And she sort of taught me a lesson in style about, well, there's a reason I'm on radio, John.
Yeah.
We have a little routine in the studio each morning. John comes in and turns the thermostat down. I then go over and turn it back up again. And it seems we are typical of men and women bickering in offices across the country. And in those offices where the aircon is preset, it is based on the preferences of middle-aged men. Why is that not surprising?
Coming up in the next hour, we'll try to find Sarah. She's popped out to interview someone and hasn't come back. But anyway, you're listening to Today.
Clear, hold, build. That's the shorthand the British Army uses to describe its strategy in Afghanistan.
Put your helmets on when you come up here, then it'll give you a good view of the ground itself.
Captain Henry Coulthart giving us a tour of a building which shows the signs of how hard the fighting has been here. Sandbags plug holes made by Taliban fire.
300 metres from where we're sitting was the what we call the forward line of enemy troops, so where the front line would have been.
We're joined in the studio by our guest editor, Prince Harry. How have you found it?
I now understand the point of coffee for all of you guys as well, because I don't really drink it. But no, it's been amazing. As I said right at the beginning, I'm hugely grateful for this platform to be able to discuss topics that I think really need to be discussed and thought about.
When men from so-called Islamic State went into Nadia Murad's village in northern Iraq, they killed all the men. Six of her brothers were murdered. She and hundreds of other Yazidi women were taken to Mosul, where they were passed between different groups of men and gang-raped. She was just 19. Others, she says, were as young as 10 and 12. She managed to escape, but says more than 3,000 women are still being held.
You've been all over the world with your campaign to get the world to notice what's going on. You've spoken at the United Nations. What difference is it making?
I have said to them what I'm saying to you now. I tell them my story. They listen to me carefully, but they don't make any promises. They say they will look at the issue and see what can be done, but so far nothing has happened.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Times move. You know what was great? One telephone under the stairs. And if you weren't in, you weren't in. There's no answer phone even, you know, you just weren't available. That was great. So I could now take my little observer's book of birds and go out in the fields. Now nobody's got any time
to
do that.
Look out the window here. I've seen the birds out that window.
We've got birds out the window, yeah.
Do you still do that?
I do. I love birds. This was one of my hobbies when I was a kid, yeah.
A 34-year-old Londoner was so stressed last year that he decided to take a break, not only from modern life, but from being a human. Goatman is here in the studio with us. Good morning to you. Or I should probably bleat at you. You've written about it, how I took a holiday from being a human. Why?
It starts from, yeah, just how painful it is being a human sometimes.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Indeed it is. It is.
I'm slightly overwhelmed. I don't think I ever thought that I'd be doing an interview on the Today programme with City and
Nor Steve. Nor did
they. Sweet.
Good evening, Lorem 09, ready for departure.
Lorem 09, clear for takeoff, wind 24013.
You ready to go?
Yep.
Go.
Here we go. That was quite amazing.
Wow, fabulous stuff. But I tell you what it doesn't do, those tiny little clips, it doesn't bring out the essential humanity of this woman sitting next to me over the some of her interviews over the last 18 years have told us a great deal about not just herself.
Goodness, what happens? It's really weird. People are really nice to you when you say you're leaving. You should try it, John.
It won't last because all the others have come in as well now. And unfortunately, they haven't got time to say what they really think.
I thought I'd do it. I'm slightly worried. I am. I mean, restate that.
Quiet, because I'm going to ask you a serious question now. What is the thing you are most going to miss?
All you guys. I mean, it's so obvious. It's so cheesy. And I know everybody who leaves, you think, yeah, right, when they say it's the people. But when it comes down, well, it is the people. For a start, I'm going single-handed, which I am quite looking forward to.
Yeah. What a surprise.
But look, I mean, you're constantly learning.
Listen, you're going to crash the pips as well in a minute.
Of course I am.
You've got 10 seconds to say goodbye to your audience on today.
Listen, thank you. Tune in at 1. There's a much better programme on then.
Oh, that was not planned. I can't remember who that was. But
our editors were Tom Fielden and Rebecca Keating. Good morning.
Good morning.